Thanks for that, let us provide. Thanks for time, Mary. Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for pleasant dawning springtime. Thanks for dawn and cheery fall. Thanks for tear by now forgotten. Thanks for peace within my soul. Thanks for praise that dust has answered. Thanks for war that dust deployed. Thanks for storm Thanks for comfort in despair. Thanks for grace that none can measure. Thanks for love beyond compare. Thanks for road by the wayside. Thanks for throne their strength can tame. Thanks for hope. Thanks for hope as we free. Thanks for joy and thanks for sorrow. Thanks for heavenly peace we need. Thanks for hope into tomorrow. Thanks through eternity.
好，请，对不起，好，要我们一起来祷告，继续请站立，一起来祷告。天父，你是何等的伟大而奇妙！几首诗歌，岂能代表我们对你的感谢吗？哦，主啊，就算我们全身都是口，也唱不尽、说不完你对我们的爱，即在耶稣基督里的救赎。
Heavenly Father, how great and wonderful you are. This hymn can barely express our gratitude to you. Even if we have a mouth all over our body, we can still not say enough about your love and your salvation through Jesus Christ.
我们真是要感谢赞美你，全能的神。不管我们在什么样的环境里，你都与我们同在。并亲自安慰引导，你乐意将你荣美的形象披戴在你儿女的身上，好叫人看到我们就像看到主一样。
We really want to thank you and praise you, the Lord God Almighty. No matter what situation we are in, you are with us. You comfort us and lead us. You are pleased to see your children to put on the new self created to be like you, so that people will see you through us.
主啊，再一次谢谢你将 Ryan 牧师带到你的家中来传扬你的话语，愿你的灵大大地恩膏他，赐他能力和智慧，把你的话语传讲得清楚，使我们听得明白，并愿意顺服，将你的话行出来。
Thank you once again who have brought Reverend Ryan to your temple to preach your words. May your Holy Spirit anoint him, give him the power and wisdom to preach your words clearly, and give us listening ears to hear your words and live out your words.
哦，主啊，祈求你怜悯我们，帮助我们，不管是讲到的、听到的、翻译的，都同感一个圣灵，好让我们从保罗、希腊身上领受属灵的功课，以至于我们在各样的难处里也学习感恩。
Oh Lord, may you have mercy on us and help every one of us be moved by the Holy Spirit so that we can learn spiritual lessons from Paul and Silas, so that we can learn to give thanks even at times of difficulty and hardship.
主啊，我们把整个敬拜的时间仰望你，恳求圣灵再次工作，让神你的心得到满足，愿神的荣光充满这里。
Oh Lord, we look upon you and put the whole service in your mighty hands. May the Holy Spirit working among us. May you be satisfied with our worship. May your glory filling this temple all this time.
我们一起的祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. And the scripture reading is in Acts 6, chapter 16, verse 22 through 34.
今天的读经是在《使徒行传》十六章二十二至三十四节。
We'll read in Chinese first and then in English.
众人又一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐脱了他们的衣裳，用棍打，打了许多棍。并将他们下在监里，主府监警严谨看守。见主领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。约在半夜，保罗和希腊祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻敞开。众囚犯的锁链也都松开了，进驻一起看见监门全开了，以为囚犯一定逃走，就拔刀要自杀。保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。进驻叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢地伏伏在保罗希腊面前，又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家人的听。当夜就在那时，信主把他们带去，洗他们的伤，他和他属乎他的人一时都受了洗。于是信主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。
Now in English, Acts 16, verse 22 through 34. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas. And the magistrates ordered them to be disciplined immediately. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison.And the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in detainers and fastened them feet. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison was shaken.At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself, we are all here." The jailer called for that.Rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night,The jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately
joy. He and his whole family.
Today's title of the sermon is Giving Thanks in All Situations.
今天讲到的主题是凡事感恩。
Well, good morning. It's great to be here with you again today for this special day. We're going to have a baptism and the Lord's Supper and also a meal together. That sounds like a great day to me. Well, Thanksgiving is just 11 days away. Are you prepared?
感恩节再过十一天就到感恩节了，你准备好了吗
？Are you practicing?
你有没有在操练感恩这件事情
？You say practicing what? Practicing being thankful.
你要操练啊，随时操练对神的感恩。
Someone suggested that even though we only have one Thanksgiving day a year, we should have 365 days a year of thanksgiving.
有人建议说，感恩节虽然一年只有一天，但是我每一天都要活出感恩的样子。
So I ask you the question that you see on the screen. Are you thankful today?
所以我要问你，你今天感恩吗
？Are you sure you're thankful? If you're really sure, raise your hand. I want to see all those who are sure they're thankful today.
你确定你很感恩的，请你举手。
What if I told you I didn't believe you?
如果我说你们举手的，我并不相信。
Suppose you look at your gas gauge today and it says this. I'll get the right button in a minute. Okay. Suppose you look at your gas gauge and it says this. Is the tank full?
你看这个驾驶座前面的仪表板上面，你的汽油是满的还是空的？
Is it full? Yes or no? Half full.
只有一半满。
What about if your gauge says this?Is this tank full?
这个满了吗
Almost full, but there's still some air in there. But if it looks like this,
这个是真的满的
this tank is full. So I ask you, if you're thankful, are you thankful for everything in your life, or are you only partially thankful today?
你感恩的是你所有的事情，还是只有一部分的事情？
I got thinking, maybe we should have a thanks meter like this at home so it could show us how we're doing on thanks during the day. But some of you are saying this in your mind. You're saying, Steve, you don't know my life. You don't know some of the things that are going on in my life.
有些人会说 Steve, 你真的不晓得我现在过的是什么样的日子。
And you may be saying, you've got to be kidding if you think I'm thankful for that.
甚至有人说你一定在开玩笑，这种事情发生在我身上，我怎么能够感恩呢
？And our worship team has done a wonderful job of leading into the sermon this morning. I really appreciate it.
谢谢今天早上的敬拜，两位，姐妹带领我们的敬拜。
The only thing they got wrong was my sermon title is actually "Be thankful for that." You've got to be kidding.
对不起，我在打这个字幕的时候，我在打单张的时候。打错了，真正的题目是这个。
And if you want to take notes, you'll find this outline in your bulletins as we go along this morning.
节目表的另外一边，你可以看到讲到的大纲。
And I want to assure you this morning that even though I am preaching on this, I do not have this down perfect by any means. You can just ask my wife; she will tell you.
Oh, I miss it.
I said, if.I want to tell you that I don't have this down 100% in my life. If you just ask my wife, she will tell you.
你可以问我的太太，我今天要讲的东西，我也不见得100%做得到。
But I thank the Lord that He's helping me improve on this, and I would assume that most of us are in the same situation.
但感谢主，他靠着他的能力来帮助我，我在朝这个方向努力。
Now, when I put the that in the title, I left it indefinite on purpose.
我是特别用这个这个题目。
Because that will be different in everyone's life.
因为在每个人的生活里面，你所碰到的东西，你要感恩的事情都是不一样。
So I'm asking you, what is your that for which you are not thankful or for which you have a very hard time being thankful?
你的生命里面有哪些事情是你无法感恩的？
It can be physical problems. Maybe you have a sickness. Maybe you have a headache. Maybe you have arthritis. It can be a physical problem.
可能是你身体上的软弱。
You may be going through a spiritual trial or a temptation and a challenge, and you're having a difficult time this morning.
可能是在你的属灵的生命里面有各样的试探试炼等等。
Your that may be some other people, maybe neighbors or neighbors' kids or neighbors' dogs or somebody you work with. Your that could be people for whom you are having a very hard time being thankful.
或者是你有碰到一些困难相处的人，你无法感恩的。
Maybe it's your personal appearance. Maybe you don't like the way your face looks or your nose looks or your hair looks or what your figure is like.
或者是你对自己的容貌、体态不太满意。
I would think that probably all of us have a that in our lives for which we have a really difficult time being thankful.
所以是这些困难的东西在我们生命里面让我们无法感恩。
Now I know this seems really rather anti-Thanksgiving, but I want you to think of one that you're having a hard time being thankful for.
所以我要大家现在自己想，在你的生命里面有什么事情你是无法感恩的。
And I want you to turn to a person next to you and tell them one thing that you have a hard time being thankful for.
而且你要告诉你旁边的人。
Yes, you can talk. You know me by now. You can talk in church. It's okay.
不见得现在就要讲。崇拜结束以后再讲。
I had a hard time being thankful for the snow this week. I did not like the snow. I wonder if we would get this much response if we said what they're thankful for.
不知道大家是不是更能够感恩，还是更不能感恩
？Okay, now I want you to keep that in mind.
记住你刚刚所提到的事情。
Keep that in mind as we're talking this morning. That's your homework assignment from now till Thanksgiving. Practice being thankful for that.
这是你下面十一天要做的功课。
So, say it with me.Be thankful for that. You've got to be kidding. Try it together. Be thankful for that. You've got to be kidding. Very good. Now let's also do it in Chinese. And if you know Chinese, just be as enthusiastic in Chinese.
好，我们用中文来试试看啊。要为那件事情感恩，你在开玩笑吧？
So here's what your assignment is this morning. You will see this slide come up several times.And whenever you see this slide coming up, I will say the first part, you respond back with the second part.
今天你会看到这个主题的在荧幕上好几次，所以下次你在看到的时候，我就是讲员会讲上面那句，你们要讲下面那句。
And we will do it first in English, and then we'll do it next in Chinese every time.
而且两种语言都要操练。
So let's practice. Be thankful for that.
You got to be kidding.要为那件事情感恩，你别开玩笑。
Oh, we're having way too much fun for church, right? Okay, the first question we're going to ask this morning is, who says?
我们今天要问的是说，刚刚所提到的这个主题是谁说的？
I'd like you to read this verse with me, from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18.
让我们一起来看。帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节。
Give thanks. Read it with me, please. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
中文翻作：凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督里向你们所定的旨意。
So who says?
是谁说的
？God says.
是神说的。
It would, if I were just saying it, if your Sunday school teacher were saying it, if your deacons were saying it, that's one thing. But if God says it, it's a whole different ballgame.
这个不是哪一个牧师或主日学老师说的，这是神说的。
So if you don't like it, then you're going to have to take it up with God.
如果你不喜欢，你要去跟神讨论。
So that question was quick. Let's go to the second question of why.
第二个是为什么神要这样子说。
I'll give you three reasons. There are many more, but we'll do three.
我给你三点这个原因，也许还有其他很多点。
And the first one is it helps us to focus on God, not the problem.
第一个是我们这样子讲，就能够帮助我们把我们的焦点聚在神身上，而不是在我们的困难上。
You ever noticed when you have a situation and you focus on it, how big it becomes?
你有没有这样的经验？当你全神贯注在你的问题上面，你的问题就显得非常的大。
And then when you focus on God, how little the problem becomes?
但如果你注意在你的注意力在神的身上，那个问题就显得微小得多。
Some of you remember last summer when I preached about worry.
暑假的时候我来到你们中间，我讲的一次的主题是关于忧虑的问题。
And I used the binoculars and I focused right in on a person and looked at them and they became very big.
就像那时候我戴了一个望远镜因为我要。
And then when we focused on the cross, it became very big and our problem looked so small.
如果你用了望远镜看着你的问题，那个就像看到一个人就会显得很大。如果你把它转到十字架上面，那问题就小得多。
The second thing is it reminds us that God is in control.
第二个，他提醒我们神在掌权。
And we'll come back to that a little later.
等一下我们会讲这第二点。
And the third thing is, it is a great opportunity for testimony.
第三个，这是一个你能够向别人做见证的机会。
So tomorrow you're going to go to work or to school.
明天你会去上班，会去上学。
And you're going to be with non-Christians, and you're going to hear them talk about some things that they're probably thankful for.
你明天也许会碰到一些基督徒，他讲的一些感恩的事。
And if you listen very closely, it's usually positive things.
通常他们所谈的这感恩的事都是听起来比较好的事情。
And I see that in your bulletin that they are going to be asking you to give things that you're thankful for next week and also for your Thanksgiving dinner.
上礼拜我们的报告事项今天印在这里也讲到说我们有一些卡片要你把感恩的事情能够写在上面。
And most of them will be positive things, if not all of them.
我想大部分的人写上去的东西都是比较好的事情。
But where the big difference is what about negative things when they happen in our lives?
但如果是一些比较负面的事情的话，你会写上去吗？
Listen tomorrow as you listen talk to non-Christians and something bad happens, what do they do?
如果你跟非基督徒明天谈到一些不好的事情，他们会怎么样反应？
They complain and they grumble and they talk about how bad it is.
他们会抱怨，他们会埋怨别人，指责别人等等。
But the problem is, sometimes when you listen to Christians, it's no different. They also complain and grumble and say how bad life is.
你听基督徒的谈话，对这些事情通常也是这样子。
And I will guarantee you that if you tell other people that you're thankful for something that is not positive, they will be surprised.
所以当你告诉别人说你对这些负面的事情你还能够感恩的话，他们会很惊讶。
And it'd be an opportunity that God could give to you for you to share why you can look at life differently.
所以神如果给你这样的机会，你可以从一个不同的角度来看这些负面的事情，向别人做见证。
But some of you are still saying, be thankful for that.
You kidding?你能为那件事情感恩吗？你在开玩笑吧
？Well, who says?
谁说的
？God does.
怎么说的
？And for these reasons we just talked about. Okay, the third question we come to is, what does it mean? What does it mean?
所以第三个我们要看的是，在困难的事情里面还能够感恩，这代表什么意思
？Well, let's read the verse one more time together.
让我们再一次来一起念《帖撒罗尼迦》这段话。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督里向你们所定的旨意。
I would suggest you memorize this verse.
我鼓励大家能够把它背下来。
But as you look at it, it's pretty clear.
当我们看这句话的时候，是很清楚的。
It doesn't need much explanation.
不需要太多的解释。
But we'll still talk about it briefly for just a couple of minutes.
但是我们要稍微给一点解说。
First part just simply says to give thanks.
一开始他就说要谢恩。
Is this a suggestion, or if you feel like it, give thanks, or if you things go well, give thanks?
这是一个建议吗?
No, this is a command. It says, in English it's understood, you give thanks.
不是的, 这在英文语气里面它是一个命令。
And normally when we think of giving thanks, we think of telling in our own words that we're thankful.
是要你去用你自己的语言表达出你的感谢。
But it can also be other ways. You can write it out what you're thankful for.
你可以把它写出来。
Some people even give money to other people or to the church or to organizations to show that they're thankful.
甚至你可以在财务上奉献出来来表达你的感谢。
But the idea is that you give it. Here's thanks.
这个意念就是你要把它放出去。
And we do that to God and also to other people, just saying, I'm thankful for these things in my life, even that in my life.
所以意思说是,虽然我有这些困难,但是我仍然能够感谢。
Now the next part we'll understand, but it's a very difficult part.
第二个部分是在所有的凡事。
It says in all circumstances to give thanks.
就是在讲说在所有的环境里面。
Now it says in, so it means right while you're going through these things in your life, right in the middle of them, you give thanks.
注意这个英文是in, 也就是说你就在那个难处的当中。
It also gives us the opportunity to give thanks for other things, even if we can't give thanks for that particular thing at that time.
这也给我们一个机会说我们也能够为其他的事情感恩，因为我们就在那个难处的里面。
I think that we can mature in a Christian life where we can give thanks for all things, and Paul says that in another passage.
我们可以基督徒当然是可以在所有的事情里面来感恩，为所有的事情感恩。For.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little quiz to see if you remember what I preached on before.
我要给大家一个小小的测验，看你记不记得我以前讲在这边所讲过的道。
What does all mean?
What does all, 就是这个all代表什么意思?
You remember? Let's say it together. All means all, that's all that all means.
I cannot translate.
Okay, those of you who had not heard it before, let's say it one more time for practice, and it's even simple English. You can try it if you don't know English. All means all, that's all that all means. That means all the circumstances that you're in.
表示说你在任何的环境里面。
The good, the bad, the indifferent, and everything in between.
好的、坏的，还有任何在好坏之间的。
Now this word circumstances is an interesting word.
第三个字 circumstances 就是环境。
The circum means around.
英文那个B那个字的前半段就是周遭。 绕着你,
and the stances means where you stand.
第二个部分是你处在哪个地方，站在哪里。
So this is your life right now. This is where you're standing, and the circumstances are all the things around you, surrounding you.
所以讲的是你站在那里，你旁边绕个圈子，你所有的事情都绕着你。
And yes, I know what you're thinking. Be thankful for that. You've got to be... Oh, I missed a slide here. Anyway, I'll be thankful for that I missed a slide. Okay, then it goes on and says, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为这是在神为你所定的旨意。神在基督里向你们所定的旨意。
How many of us want to do God's will? Raise your hand if you want to do God's will.
谁愿意来行神的旨意?
Guess what's included?
那什么是包括神的旨意呢?
And there are times when we say, you know, I really don't know what God's will is for me. And as a result, you know, we seek His will, we pray, we read the Bible, we ask for counsel.
常常我们会说, 我不晓得神 把我放在这样的事情里面, 祂的旨意是什么, 所以我们需要来寻求, 来祷告。
But do I really need to go to a Christian brother and say, do I need to give thanks in this situation?
Yes.
Yes, we don't need to ask because it's so clear. We know we are supposed to give thanks.
因为这是神的命令, 所以你碰到在困难里面, 你不需要再去找一个基督徒的弟兄或姐妹问他说, 你该不该, 我该不该为这些事情感恩?
And there are some things into our, that come into our life that we don't know why they've come into our life.
有时候很多事情临到我们的身上,
and there are times when we're sure that our problem is because of other people being disobedient to God.
有时候是因为别人, 别人不遵循神的旨意而让我们受到牵连。
And I'm sure that that is true many times, but do we still believe God is in control?
所以在这样的, 时候我们是不是还相信神掌权?
Then can we believe that He can work out His purposes in our lives, even in negative situations?
我们是不是还能够相信说神在这样的困境里面仍然能够, 帮助我们的生命成长?
And if we keep that in mind, then is it easier to be able to give thanks in those situations and circumstances?
你能够相信我们还有能力在这样的环境里面感恩吗?
And so my paraphrase of this simply is, God's will and command for us is that no matter how good or bad our circumstances may be, we are to give thanks.
我能跟大家劝勉的就是说神的旨意跟他的命令是要我们在不管是在好的或坏的环境里面我们都能够都需要感恩。
But some of us are still saying, for that in my life, it's very difficult.
你会说, 这实在太困难, 我做不到。
And so you're saying, be thankful for that.
You have to be kidding.
You're losing your enthusiasm.
对我们来说, 你要为这件事情感恩, 实在, 你是在开玩笑吗?
That leads to the next question that's probably the most difficult, and that is it possible?
第四个是, 有可能我们在这样的情况下还能感恩吗?
And I'm American, so I want us to take a vote.
我们在这个自由国家, 所以我们来投票。
How many of you think it is possible to give thanks in all circumstances?
在任何困难里面, 你都能够感恩的, 请举手, 你觉得这是可能的, 请举手。
How many of you would say, yes, it is possible, but it's not possible or probable or likely? Possible, but not probable or likely.
有哪些人会说这是可能，但是几率太小。
I see you're all interpreting this from your experience in life.
当然是从你的生活经验里面来看这件事。
Well, the truth of the matter is, it is not possible to do this on our own strength.
事实上，如果是靠着我们自己的力量，是做不到的。
Go out this week and give it a try and see what happens. All on your own strength, see if you can do it.
真的靠着，你可以在下面这个礼拜去试试看, 如果完全是靠着你自己的能力。
But I can tell you this, that yes, with God's help, it is possible.
但我要告诉大家的是, 靠着神的帮助, 这是可能做到的。
Some of you can quote Philippians 4:13, but let's read it together.
我们可以看腓立比书第4章13节。
Read it with me. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
中文是靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Does that include giving thanks in all circumstances?
所以你能够在困难里面靠着神帮助你能够感恩吗?
And does God ever give us commands that are impossible?
神会给你一个命令是不能做到的吗?
And does God ever give us a command that He won't help us to do if we ask?
神会给你一个命令却不给你能力去做吗?
And it's always okay if you shake your head this way or this way if you agree with me.
你可以点头也可以摇头。
So let's look at some examples of some who have been able to do this.
所以我们来看一看有 什么样的例子。
I would encourage you to read this story that comes from the book of Acts chapter 5.
我们看使徒行传第五章。
It would be a good thing to prepare for Thanksgiving.
12到41节你可以看这一段来预备感恩节。
The apostles were preaching about Jesus Christ and they were thrown into prison.
那时候使徒们在传扬福音却被逮捕到监狱里面去。
And an angel came and set them free.
但是天使来拯救了他们。
The next morning they were right back out in the streets again preaching about Jesus.
第二天他们就回到街上继续的传扬福音。
And those poor authorities didn't know what to do.
这个当局不晓得该怎么样 来处理这帮人。
So they brought them back in before the Sanhedrin, which is a leading Jewish council, ruling Jewish council.
所以就把他们带到这个公会的前面。
And Gamaliel gave him some advice.
大祭司就要问他们一些事。
And so they flogged them, they beat them, and then they let them go.
甚至鞭打他们，把他们放了，要不准他们再传扬这个道。
Now let's just kind of put that in perspective for today.
所以今天我们来想想当时他们的处境。
Suppose your deacons were out preaching in South Bend, and they got whipped and flogged for it.
假设我们中间有人出去传福音，但是被当局逮捕并且鞭打。
And they came back to church next Sunday.
然后下个礼拜他们回到这个教会。
How would you think they would respond and you would respond?
你觉得他们会怎么样反应？你会怎么样反应？
Oh, we don't know for sure, but let's look at how the apostles responded.
那我们看。使徒们他们怎么样 来回应
His speech, meaning Gamaliel's speech, persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged, and they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing. You see that? Rejoicing. They'd just been beaten, they were bleeding and all the rest, because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Verses 40 and 41.
公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这个名受辱。
And then we see that the apostles were able to do it, but they are not the only ones.
除了使徒以外，他们还有其他人也是像使徒这样的坚定。
In the scripture reading this morning, Paul and Silas were also able to do this.
我们看到今天所读的保罗、希拉，他们一样能够做这样的事。
And I would encourage you sometime this week to read all of Acts chapter 16.
我也鼓励你们下面这个礼拜你可以看使徒行传第16章。
We see that they were called by God to go to Macedonia, and that's where they went.
他们受圣灵的感动要去马其顿传福音。
And at first they had God's blessing. Lydia and her whole household believed and were baptized. How exciting.
他们在腓立比这个地方传福音很顺利，而且有人接待他们。
And then they ran into problems, and all they were trying to do was help out a poor girl who was demon possessed.
但是在那没多久，他们为了要帮助一个被鬼附的这个女人，却自己碰到困难。
And the owners of this girl were very unhappy.
因为这个女人的这个使女的主人非常的不高兴，因为她赚钱的这个指望没有了。
And then we read about how they were publicly stripped, their clothes were taken off, and they were beaten. And when they beat them, they really beat them.
所以保罗跟希拉就被把衣服就是被这些官长把衣服脱掉，然后重重的打了他们。
And it wasn't fair either because they were Roman citizens and this was not supposed to be done to a Roman citizen without a trial.
而且这样的刑罚是不合理的，因为这两个人都是罗马人，他们没有经过审判就受刑。
And then they are tossed into the inner, very inner part of the prison. Their feet were put in the stocks, and their backs were still bleeding, and they were sitting in this miserable dungeon.
当他们背上被鞭打的流血的很严重的时候，他们还要被关到最里面的监狱，并且两个脚上了所谓的木狗。
And they were helpless in their own strength to do anything about their situation.
所以在那样的情况下面，他们要靠自己做什么，实在是无能为力。
And I want to apply this to our lives this morning.
让我们试试看，来应用到我们的身上。
Because the same similar types of things can happen to us.
因为同样的困难也可能发生在我们的身上。
But I'm not just saying this by observing other people. I'm saying this because I've gone through some things like this.
我们可以看到别人，也可以看到自己，甚至我自己也经历到这方面的困难。
And if you're in a situation like this morning, my heart goes out to you, and I do not judge you. I just pray for you.
我也相信在你们中间也有一些弟兄姐妹经历同样的困难。
Maybe we have done God's will.
也许我们照着神的旨意去行。
And we have experienced God's blessing in the past. Great things have happened.
然后我们也接受到神的祝福，很多好的事情发生在我们身上。
But now we've run into big problems, and sometimes it's simply because we tried to help somebody out.
但有时候你为了要去帮助别人，你反而受到牵连。
Some of us maybe have been beaten up by others, figuratively speaking, and we're bleeding.
也许在你会被别人鞭打到流血的程度，也许不是真正身体上这样，但在心灵上。
Maybe we've gone through big spiritual warfare, and it seems like Satan has been banging on us every day, so to speak.
或者是你受到很多属灵上面撒旦的侵扰。
And maybe this morning we're in a type of a prison.
或者是也许你人在这里，但是你的心的某一个部分是在被什么事情所捆绑，像在监牢里一样。
Can be a prism of discouragement.
也许你受到这个一些这个 discouragement 挫折
can be a prism of depression.
或者是你正在一个忧郁里面
can be a prism of physical problems.
在这个 身体的病痛里面
can be a prison of self-doubt
或者是怀疑自己
can be a prison of loneliness
或者是很孤单
can be a prison of loss where you've lost loved ones or lost your job or lost whatever
或者是你失去了心爱的人或是你的工作或是其他的东西
and not only are we in that inner prison like Paul and Silas were But we also have our feet shackled in stocks in a way.
我们的心灵好像保罗跟希拉一样，在那个关在内监里面，并且脚上了木狗。
Maybe we feel we're shackled by doubts, wondering about God and where He is. What's He up to?
或者我们是被一些我们的怀疑或忧虑所捆绑。
Shackled by fears, afraid to do anything more or to move ahead.
或者是害怕，胆怯。
Maybe some of our attitudes are holding us back.
或者是有些我们对事情的态度让我们被捆绑住。
And just like Paul and Silas were helpless to do anything about our situation.
就像保罗跟希拉在那样的情况里面，他们自己不能做什么。
They couldn't do anything about their situation, but there is still something they could do.
虽然他们不能够逃出来，但是他们仍然能够做一些事。
They could pray, and they could sing praises to God. Nobody could stop them from that.
他们仍然在那里面能够祷告，并且唱诗歌。
And that's what they did, and we might say, what a stupid, ridiculous, unheard, and downright crazy thing to do when you're in prison.
所以我们很会大部分人会觉得说你在这样的困难的监狱里面你还能够平安的唱诗歌吗？
Paul and Silas could have said, be thankful for that.
保罗希拉会也会说你要我为这件事情感恩，你一定在开玩笑吧。
But they didn't do that. They prayed and they sang and God sent an earthquake.
但是他们没有停止祷告，也没有停止唱诗歌，神就做工了。
And through it all, this Roman prisoner, a Roman guard, became a Christian in his whole family.
也因为这样子，他们救了这个狱卒跟他的全家。
And the next day, Paul and Silas were set free with apologies, but they were told to leave town.
第二天，这些官长就把保罗、希拉释放了，但是要他们离开这个城市。
I know a lot of us are thinking this morning, but that was the apostles, and that was Paul and Silas. They're spiritual giants, and I'm not a spiritual giant.
也许你会说，你刚刚给我们的例子不是使徒，就是保罗、希拉，这些都是信心非常坚强的伟人。
Let me tell you about somebody else who, and she would say, she's dead now, but she would have said she was no spiritual giant.
但是我可以再给你一个故事，这个人呢，他绝对不是所谓的信心的伟人。
How many of you have heard of Corey Ten Boom?
有几个人听说过这个 Corey Ten Boom 这位女士。
She ended up in the German Nazi prison camp during World War II.
她是在二战的时候被德军抓去放在俘虏营里面。
And all she was doing was helping Jewish people to be protected and saved from the Nazi government.
她最有名的就是在监狱在那个集中营里面，他帮助这些被德军俘虏的犹太人。
And she tells the story of her experiences in prison camp along with her sister Betsy.
她自己跟她的姐姐也被抓进去。
They just ended up in the worst prison, Nazi prison camp in all of Germany.
他们不但是被抓到这个俘虏集中营里面，而且是到最残酷的一个集中营里面。
And when they went into the prison camp, they found it was overcrowded. But not only that, but there were fleas everywhere.
那里不但是非常的拥挤，而且到处都是那个虱子，身上吸血的那个虱子。
And can you believe this? Their scripture reading for that morning was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
他说，当他们被丢在那个集中营里面。第一天早上，他们早上读经的那段话，刚好就是我们刚刚所看到的《帖撒罗尼迦》前书。
I think God has a sense of humor, don't you?
神真是幽默，不是吗
？And of course, it not only said, you know, to give thanks in all circumstances, but to be joyfully and to pray continually.
神说，不但我们要凡事感恩，并且要总是要喜乐，而且要常常的祷告。
Well, Corey always gave Betsy the credit of being the more spiritual one, and so Betsy said, "Corey, we need to thank God even for the fleas."
Corey 没有办法感恩，但是他的姐姐就跟他讲说，我们在任何的情况下，我们要学会感恩。
And of course, Corey's very honest, and she said, "Be thankful for that."
You've got to be kidding. 所以能在这样的事情上面感恩吗？你在开玩笑吧。
But she finally came to the place where she decided she would, and she even thanked God for the fleas.
所以最后她就听姐姐的话说，好，我们就这样子感恩。
And they started to notice that they had a lot of freedom for their prayer meetings and Bible studies. The guards weren't bothering them at all.
但她后来就发现，哎，我们怎么有这么多的自由，能够在这个集中营里面，甚至可以一起查考圣经。
And later they found out why.
然后他们才后来才发现为什么。
The guards wouldn't come in the barracks because of the fleas.
因为这些集中营里面的守卫，他们都不会进到他们住的地方，怕虱子传染到身上。
And I'm sure there are people here this morning who could tell about times when it was very difficult, but you decided to give thanks and God did something special.
所以我相信我们能够在这样的困难里面让神来做工。
In fact, I'm going to suggest that around the lunch table today, that if you have experience like that, you tell about it so other people can be encouraged. Not to brag, but so other people can be encouraged.
所以我建议大家今天我们中午吃饭的时候, 你可以跟同桌的人分享一些这种困难当中的感恩。
Well, if it is possible and others have done it, how can we do it?
所以如果我们看到别人可以做得到，我们怎么样做？
These are just some helpful suggestions, and I'm sure that you would have more.
下面我可以给大家一些建议，我们怎么做？
And I see you only have about this much room to write in your bulletins.
因为我们今天印得很满，所以你只有一点点的位置。
So you may want to find another place to make the extra notes.
因为我有下面好几点可以来提供大家参考。
Well, the first thing is just follow the example of Paul and Silas and just pray.
第一个是祷告，就像保罗在希拉在监狱里面一样。
But I would encourage you to be honest. You may say, I don't feel thankful, God. In fact, I don't want to give thanks.
但是祷告的时候我们要诚实，你可以跟神讲， 说我不觉得我可以，或者我做不到，我没办法为这个事情感恩。
And you can even be honest and say, I don't see any purpose in it, and I don't understand it.
或者说我不晓得神你为什么要把我放在这样的情况里面。
We can also pray for God to change our attitude.
所以我们可以求神让我们改变我们对苦难的态度。
We can pray for faith to believe that God is going to use this.
也可以祷告让 神坚定我们的信心，让神使用这样的情况。
And we can even ask him to change the that in our life.
求神改变那件事。
Sometimes he does. Sometimes he takes the that away or solves the problem.
有时候神会立刻解决这个问题。
But sometimes he has another purpose, maybe a greater purpose to accomplish and taking away all of our problems.
但是有时候神会有其他的方法，有更高的旨意。
We can also sing, like Paul and Silas.
你也可以歌唱，像保罗跟希拉。
And if you can't sing, then turn on some Christian music that does praise the Lord for you.
或者听基督徒的音乐来帮助你。
Third thing we can do is thank and praise God for other things for which we are truly thankful.
第三个是能够为其他比较容易感恩的事情感谢神。
There's an old song, Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One. Somebody said it should be Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them Ton by Ton.
就像一条很常听到的诗歌，你要数算你的恩典，不是一个一个，而是一顿一顿的 tons.
And number four, we can look at what God is doing in spite of the difficulties.
第四个是要看看神 要做些什么事情，即使在困难当中。
I've had people come to me and say, I had to go to the hospital and it was tough.
有人跟我讲说，我到医院去，这个确实是很困难。
But they said because I was in the hospital, I had an opportunity to talk to a doctor or a nurse or a friend about Jesus.
但是我能够，因为我去了医院，所以我有机会跟 医生跟护士或者跟其他的病人谈福音的事情。
And we can also do a fifth thing. We can ask God for help. Help! You ever say that to God? Help!
我们更可以向神呼求，求他的帮助。
I can't do it on my own. I need your help, God.
我们知道我们自己不能做得到。
And then along with that, claim the promises. Philippians Chapter 4, verse 13 is one of them.
第六个是来向神要这样的应许，因为就像我们刚刚所说的，刚所念到的腓立比书四章里面说，我们凡事都能做，靠着他的恩典。
And sometimes we need to treat it as spiritual warfare because that's what it really is.
有时候我们要看这些事情，我们知道是属灵的征战。
And I don't have time to talk to you about the steps for spiritual warfare this morning, but learn them and use them.
但是我们能够在这征战里面，我们能够学习，并且能够用在我们的生活里。
And then the last one, sometimes we need to do just like what Nike says, just do it.
还有最后一点是，就是去做，就是去感恩。
You know, it's really just a lie from Satan that we can't praise and thank God even in the most difficult situations.
所以撒旦会用这样的谎言来欺骗你说我们无法在这样的困难里面做得到感恩。
We may not want to, we may not feel like it, we may refuse to do it, but it may seem like the most difficult thing we've ever done, but with God's help, we can do it.
虽然照我们的血气之勇，我们是很难去做。 但是靠着神的恩典，我们的确能够做得到。God
never gives us any commands that we can't do with His help.
记住，神不会给我们一个命令，是我们不能够靠着他的帮助达到的。So
we say, be thankful for that.
You've got to be kidding.
And I know that what usually happens with me is when I preach a sermon like this, I get checked out this week to see if I'm going to be thankful for that.
我靠着我的经验，我知道我讲了这样的道，这个礼拜就会碰到一些试验。So
when you have your Thanksgiving time and when you write down the things you're thankful for, see if anybody puts down a that which surprises you.
所以我们要看 大概下礼拜贴出来这个卡片上面有多少事情，有人会把这些不容易感恩的事情写在上面。So
say it one last time, see if you can be a little more enthusiastic. Be thankful for that.
You've got to be kidding. 我们能为这个事情感恩吗？ 你一定在开玩笑。No,
I'm not kidding, and God's not kidding. That's what He really means.
神不开玩笑的。So
what is your that?
所以你那个
Are you willing to do what God says and then watch for what He's going to do?
你要遵照神所说的去行，并且来见证他的能力吗？
He might change the circumstances, but He might change you.
或者他改变你周遭的情况，或者他改变你。
I think our ladies now have a song of response for us. Is that correct?
I think so. 有没有回应诗歌？